sometimes making it to Friday, even when it's a payday, is not the easiest thing in the world because you made a list, you did your best, but somehow you had one simple task, and guess what? You failed.
You had one job.
Let's start with Apple. Did anyone else get the iOS update? Did anyone else hear about the amazing things that the new iOS 13.whatever.whatever.whatever was going to bring to your phone?
For more on this story, go to Sarah's Twitter handle.
Yeah, at me. I don't even care if you're at me right now. I downloaded the stupid update, right? I rely on my iPhone for a numerous amount of things. One, Parker's baby monitor is on my iPhone. It's an app. They said it'll be easy. Great. My mom is 73 years old, so from Houston, I track her on my iPhone to make sure that she's okay. All of these things, okay? I download the app. I get in my car to use my Bluetooth. It doesn't work. I try to send a text. It doesn't work. I try to make a phone call. It doesn't work. What I bought the phone for to use as a form of communication doesn't work. And then I logged onto Facebook and it didn't work. So I added Apple. And I told them what I thought of their new iOS. And they said, don't worry, we fixed it. Went to download the software, and it said, software unavailable to download. So to Apple. You make phones. And in the name, phones is part of what they're used for, which is called a phone call. And if your update eliminates the ability to make phone calls, you have failed.
Right.
You had one job!
Let's go to Yankee Stadium, where the Astros are on the verge of beating the Yankees and going back to the World Series. One Yankee fan got a little too excited.
Let's go, Pablo! Everybody! We gotta get up! We're playing Cole! This is the game right here! Get up! Let's go! I don't understand why you bring all these tickets if you don't want to win the game! I don't understand!
No one is standing up in his section at all.
Uh-uh. I will not sit with two outs in the American League Championship
Good luck.
Series. Good luck.
That guy might still be standing. I don't actually know. But the video clearly shows that no one was following Spartacus in his rally cry for everybody to stand up for the whole game.
Well, because clearly Yankees fans can't stand. They can just be disrespectful.
That's right. You think that I'm going to go after the guy. To the Yankees fans that didn't stand up, just a reminder, you haven't won a game since that guy asked you to. You had one job.
So there's a 36-year-old guy. His name is Matthew Bushman, and he is from Mansfield, Illinois. And last Wednesday, the cops put out a warrant for his arrest in some kind of forgery case. And on Friday, some of the officers spotted him, and they went up and they were like, hey, are you Matthew? And of course, he said no and gave them a fake name. There was just one problem. He has his name tattooed on his neck.
Because he's keeping it real.
It says Matty B on his throat, and the cops saw it. So guess what? That blew up his plan, and he was arrested.
He didn't try and go with, no, it's not finished yet. It's supposed to say totally not Matty B.
I guess he did not go with that. So to this very smart human being, Matty B, maybe you should consider investing in some turtleneck shirts or sweaters. If you're going to be on the run from cops and you don't want them to know who you are, you had one job!